Welcome to CUTV News Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters talk to today's top thinkers from all around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas that you can put to use in your personal or professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, we dig deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. CUTV News Radio, it's the show where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome back to CUTV News Radio. The word must be out that Dawn Michelle is going to be on with us today because our switchboard is lit up like a Christmas tree. And indeed, the word is right. Dawn Michelle is going to be with us today. She is known as the Key West Medium. It's pretty fascinating what she does. I love this whole subject. Dawn is a spiritual medium and a psychic who can share messages with you from a loved one and friends who have, as they put it, crossed over to the other side. As Dawn puts it, some people really need to communicate with their loved ones, whether to receive some confirmation that they're safe on the other side or to know that they continue to be around and watch over them. Dawn is the vessel for that message. She makes herself available to the spirits and angels to relay their messages. She's a fascinating background, and come on, let's face it, folks, this is a fascinating subject. At the age of 21, Dawn gave her very first reading to a group meditation, and eventually the spirit messages became such a constant, unwelcome occurrence to her, she sought help from a professional medium teacher, Linda Clark, I think that's how you pronounce it, to help her quiet their intrusion. And through meditation and training, along with the help of her spirit guides, Dawn has learned how to open herself up to receive messages only when she wishes. Her background, I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about her background and how she got into doing this and how she became aware that she had this ability, but it really is remarkable. Many people have had readings from psychics and have communicated with people on the other side, and it's very, very real to them. So we're going to give you a chance to listen to Dawn. We may take a few phone calls, but as Dawn has said at the outset, she's not going to do a reading for you over the telephone. That's not really why she's here today. Today she's here to explain what she does and how she does it. So if you're among the many who are sitting on hoping Dawn will give you an on-air reading, it's not going to happen like that. We may take a couple of calls because you might have some questions for her, but not a full reading, okay? So with that information out there on the air, let me bring on our guest, Dawn Michelle from Key West, Florida. Dawn, welcome. It's a delight to have you here. How are you today?
I'm great, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited to have you on. Obviously, the word is out because everybody knows Dawn's going to be on the radio today. Does this happen a lot to you when you – I assume you do radio broadcasts like this frequently. Am I right?
I don't do radio broadcasts very frequently. I really believe that however I'm supposed to be found is how I get found, and that includes how you guys found me to do this interview. So,
okay,
I just let the universe handle it.
Let me ask you a quick question. Number one, when you do these readings, do you do them in person, or do you do them on the telephone and Skype like that, or do you do a little bit of every, you know, all kinds of methods? How does it work?
I can do it any way. If they certainly not everybody can be in Key West. And the spirits
right.
are always there. So it's not a matter of somebody needing to physically be in front of me. I just need to connect with the people, whether it's on the telephone, whether it's on Skype or physically. And, you know, even on a rare occasion, spirits come to me without talking to anybody and tell me I need to contact people.
How about that? Well, you obviously are pretty well known in this field, so let me just go through a couple of questions for you and ask you to tell me a little bit about your background. First off, how did you know you had this ability to help people connect with those on the other side? How'd you find out? What was the story on that?
Well, as you mentioned, it was during a group meditation. I was about 21, and I was sitting in a group doing – the room was dark. It was a meditation – really quiet, and a young girl came to me, and she showed me herself waving goodbye from the train station I grew up in the town I grew up in, and she showed me a car accident, and she said, "I need you to say this." And in my head, she and I are arguing, no, I'm not going to say this. I don't even know what you're talking about. And she says, I need you to say this. And we're arguing back and forth. And I didn't, you know, I'm sitting in a room with people and it's dark and it's quiet. And I just finally said, somebody lost their daughter. The last time you saw her was at the train station. She waved goodbye. She was in a car accident. She wants you to know she's fine. She loves you. You know, and it was still silent after I finished that. And when all was said and done and the lights came up and the meditation was all over, somebody came up to me and said that that was exactly what had happened. She had lost her child. And it turned out to be my high school art teacher.
Wow. Interesting. When have you been psychic all your life? I mean, did you know you were psychic? I'm not talking about me being a medium, but, you know, that you had these psychic abilities as a youngster? Was it aware to you?
You know, I mean, maybe a little bit here and there I might have gotten something, but talking to people who've crossed over or really, really getting guided messages and things like that, I can't say that that was, I've known that since I was a child or, you know, that's always been the case. It really just happened all of a sudden very clearly that day, and it unfolded in a strange, slow process. It took quite some time before it actually became really, really clear and happened on a regular basis. That was just once, and it probably didn't happen again for a good 5 or 6 years after that.
So how did you go about developing these gifts? I know you've studied with other advanced mediums, and you've taken courses, but what's the method you go through to, as I say, develop these gifts?
Well, as you mentioned initially, when I turned 34 or so, literally there were just spirits talking to me all the time, 24/7, give this message, give that message, everywhere I went, everything. And it was, all I can say is if you've ever seen the movie Ghost where she's just bombarded, that's what it was like. And I didn't know. I didn't know what it was. I didn't really know if I was crazy. I didn't know. I found myself asking strangers if they had lost a wife. I just really got lost. So I went to Lydia Clar, who helped John Edward develop his gift, and she was in Florida at the time, and I went and I said, I need help, and she said, to do what? I said, to stop this. So she taught me a meditation, and I stopped it. I stopped it for almost 10 years just because it was so overwhelming, and then when I started to feel called back to it, I just said, okay, I feel called back to this, but if it's going to be like it used to be, I can't do it, so I'm going to need some direction. I need some direction on how to turn it on and how to turn it off. And I had spirit guides come to me and show me. And also that was when I was introduced to Ann Gaiman, who's over in Lilydale. And it really, it became usable for me at that point. It was, okay, I can do this. I can turn this on. I can turn this off. Then I can use it to help people. But before that, it was so overwhelming. And so having the opportunity to actually have control of it without it taking over me has been what's allowed me to use it. And that takes a lot of meditation and a lot of prayer on a daily basis.
Well, that's pretty interesting. You have written that when you were studying with Ann Gaiman, you completed a course in advanced mediumship and healing. Healing is a big part of this, right? It's connected with mediumship.
Absolutely, and that's truthfully for me why I do it. I mean, if people just wanted to talk to their loved ones, that's a really nice thing. Like, everybody wants to talk to their loved ones or friends who've passed. Everybody wants that. But it's about the closure. It's about the healing. And it's not just the healing of the person who's passed. One of the biggest fears in the world, the top five fears, is fear of death. I'm amused that public speaking is more fearful, more frightening than death. But people are so afraid of death. Where do we go? What happens? And I can't tell you where we go. I definitely cannot tell you where we go. But I am 100% sure that we don't just disappear, because I have had so many communications from so many people who've passed. And I like to consider myself a skeptic. Because, and I think everybody should be, it's easy for somebody to just tell you, oh, and they love you and they are sending good vibes. You know, for me, if I don't get a name or real specific information that I couldn't possibly know, then I go, well, maybe I don't have this gift. So for me, I had to really prove to myself before I ever started sharing this that it was actual real information I was getting.
What do you think people want to know when they come to you for a reading? I guess that's what you call it, a reading, right?
Correct.
They want you to get in contact with a specific person or anyone who might be out there that you could get in touch with. How does that work?
Sometimes it's people who just do it for whoever comes through is great. They tend to be just more for whether they're doing it for entertainment or just curiosity about what really goes on or who might come through. But I would say 90% of the time it's people with the desire to connect to a specific loved one. And it could be that they just miss them terribly, that they just can't seem to get closure on it. Sometimes people themselves go, I keep getting messages or signs and I just need to know if I'm going crazy. Is it really them? There's a million reasons why people want to connect with their loved ones and friends on the other side. But I think the funniest thing is it's not always who people expect come through. And I don't have control over that. They come and I don't even give them the opportunity to say, let's wait until I see who comes through first. And then we'll see if we can find who it is you really want. But you know, people will come looking to hear from their father, and I'll give them a name and a description. I'll go, that's my ex-husband. I don't want to talk to him, and I can't help who comes through.
Okay. Are you in a trance when you're doing this?
I am not, and there are different ways. Different mediums do different things. Some mediums will actually write their messages. Some mediums will go into a trance. I don't. I get just visions and sounds and it's, I call it spiritual charades, because a lot of people, like I said, they want proof, and I want to give you proof. That's my goal. But I also don't necessarily understand the symbols I'm getting. So, for example, I see a bear. Now, that means nothing to me other than I go, I see a bear. Now, if it's your brother who's passed away and his nickname was Bear, or he loved bears and he had them all over his room, that's what it means. But it doesn't mean anything to me. They try to give me symbols to give to you so that you can piece it together. Because the ability to communicate when we're meeting together, meaning the spirit and I, we're worlds apart. So I have to raise my vibration. They have to lower their vibration. We have to kind of connect. And finding that space together doesn't allow for just casual, hey, how are things going? Although I will ask questions in a regular tone, and sometimes I get yeses or nos, or I get words. But as far as how we communicate, it's very, very symbolic.
I have some other questions here about this, because it's pretty fascinating. But I would love to you take me into a session. What is a session like with you, and someone, especially when someone comes in and sits down in person? Tell me what happens. What's the room like? Are you where are you? What goes on?
It all depends. I have a place where an office where I meet. Sometimes a lot of people are more comfortable in their own space. Sometimes they go to people's homes. It is easier for me in someone's home because their energy and usually their loved ones' energies are there. So I will sit down, and it really is the same on the phone. I will sit down, and I will ask them to just consciously think of who it is they wish to talk to, and keep an open mind that it may not be who they wish to talk to. So try not to shut off to who it is. And again, it's a dance, if you will. It's a communication. So I will give the information, but I don't need feedback. I've had plenty of people just sit there and say, mm-hmm, okay, uh-huh, yes, yes. That's fine. But the more understanding I get, the more excited they get. If you go, yes, yes, that's my brother, or usually I'll get who it is, and like I said, and the symbols, and then they'll say, oh, yes, that was his tattoo was a bear. And then, you know, then they get excited that their communication is coming across, that we're able to connect. So then the symbols will come faster, the words will come faster. I'll start to see things much more rapidly. Once I give them all the information that I am getting, I usually then I'll say, okay, do you have any questions? And I would say 50% of the time the question is, are they okay? And 100% of the time they are okay. And I think that's something that I is the most important piece to what I do, is that the message is that death is nothing to be afraid of, and that I have never, and I mean this, and I don't know, every medium is different, so I can only speak for what I have seen and heard so far. And I have never heard a spirit on the other side say, yeah, this is miserable, this is terrible, I'm being tortured, this is no good, I'm in pain. I've never, ever had that. The saddest thing that, the saddest part is that they of course, feel sad for us. They see the hurt, the sadness, the sorrow, the grief. That's what they have to see. But I've never heard a spirit say this is a terrible situation, ever. So that's one of the biggest messages I try to carry.
Are you speaking in your own voice, or are you trying to recreate their voice when you're communicating?
No, everything. I am really just a channel, and it comes just through me and to them. There's no, again, those are different types. There's so many different types of ways that people get messages. It all comes through me, and the hardest part for me is staying out of my way, just moving over so that the spirits can connect and give me the message, and I can just deliver it, because it's hard not to put my own interpretation, because that's what I'm subject to. They gave me the information, and I give it to you, and I want to, you know, interpret it. So it's hard for me. I just have to stay out of the way and just say, this is the message I get, because sometimes it just doesn't even make sense. And I'll ask again, is that what you just said? And they say yes, and I say, well, this is what they're saying, and the person will just laugh, and I'll go, well, I'm glad you understood it, because I didn't even want to say it. It just seemed like a silly thing. So it's really just delivering the messages directly from them. I don't have any voice changes, face changes, or anything like that.
Are you getting any kind of an image in your mind while this is going on? You're totally awake, right? You said you're not in a trance
yes.
of some sort. You're just sitting there
nope.
looking at the person across from you, or if it's on the phone, you're talking, you're looking at the telephone. Do you get an image in your mind? What is it? It's words coming into your ear, so to speak, in your mind. What is it?
It is, and what I say to people is the best I can describe it is to think about the person you love, and that's what you see. That's what I, you know, that's kind of how it comes to me. The same way you would think a thought, you would think an image, you would think of hearing something. That's how it comes. It's faint, but it's there. And so I don't usually look directly at the person. I'm usually looking slightly off so I can focus on what I'm hearing or seeing, because it really, I have to really pay attention, because I consider it a download, if you will. The information comes, and it comes at sometimes at a rate far quicker than I'm able to. If you get a zip file, it's huge. And when you unzip it, it's got all this information. So it all comes like that, and then I have to kind of pull a piece at a time out and make sure that I got that piece right and then deliver it.
And do you find that periodically this is critical information that the person who came to you, wanted this reading, is getting from that individual on the other side? I mean, you know, the old story, I say, contact my husband or boyfriend and ask him where he hid the money, you know, that kind of thing. Do you get, well, I mean, let's face it, that does happen. Do you get critical information ever, or is it just, you know, conversation, I'm doing fine, you know, hope you are, everything's okay?
I will say 90% of the time it is confirmation. I'm doing fine, everything's okay. I saw the new car you bought. I saw your son playing T-ball. You know, they'll give really specifics so that it's clear that they're watching. There are occasions where I don't believe in altering people's free will, nor do spirits really have that right either. It is our job, to each and every one of us, to live our lives and make our choices, and that's just what life's about. And so it's not really my job or the spirit's job to come and tell you who to marry, what job to take, and things like that. On a rare occasion, they will come through and say, tell them not to buy that house. If it's that clear, I will say it. I will say, are you thinking of buying a house? Because they're saying it's probably not a good idea.
Well, that's good to know. Wow. How do these messages, from your perspective, affect, and again, this is what you've seen, affect the client that you're doing the reading for? Are they stunned often? Are they relieved? What?
I think it's a mixture of everything, and it really does depend on the place. I mean, I do have people come sometimes as quickly as, you know, a month, 2 months after passing, and their reaction and their even what they need is going to be very different than somebody who hasn't, you know, whose father passed 10 years ago. But in general, it's usually a comfort. That's usually one of the biggest things, is the comfort value, comfort factor that you get from knowing, oh, they are watching me. Oh, they are okay. You know, oh, they're with my mother, or, you know, sometimes they've got children who've passed, grandparents are with children who've passed. I recently, and one of the things that I feel is important, one of the things that I see quite a bit, and it's a difficult thing, is suicide, because there are so many religious and spiritual beliefs that people hold about suicide and what happens when people take their own lives. And I have to tell you, just like every other spirit, I have talked to dozens of people who have passed by taking their own lives, and I have never spoken to anyone who is being tortured or suffering. The only thing that I ever hear is that they're sad, of course, because the choice that they made has affected their loved ones on Earth. And so that's a difficult thing that they have to deal with the choice that they made. But I've never heard anybody go to a bad place or anybody being punished for taking their own life. And that's a big deal for me to say, because it's just been my experience that that is not the case, that people, everybody is okay on the other side.
Have you ever had someone who committed suicide say to your client through you that they're sorry they did it, they made a mistake, wish they hadn't done it?
100% of the time. 100%
really?
Of the time. Absolutely.
Wow.
It's a really, and it's almost the same thing with all of them. They didn't feel that there was another choice. In the moment that it was, they had to do it. It was almost just, there just wasn't another choice. This is what I had to do. Either I was in so much pain, I was so afraid, and now being on the other side, they get to look back and go, well, there was another choice, or if I had just waited a few minutes, it might have passed. But in that moment, it was literally do or die for them. And so, you know, the realizations that they have and they're able to make on the other side give them the ability to see the mistake and the choice they made, and they do almost always feel a lot of remorse for the choice and apologize and wish that they could change it. And a lot of them actually then go ahead and take on the role of watching over and supporting their loved ones from the other side to make amends.
Wow. Very interesting. All right. You've got a lot of people who want to talk to you. I've already said that you're not going to do a reading. I'm going to open the line and let someone ask you a question. Okay? Is that all right with
you?
Sure.
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens now. And I've opened the line. Hi, you're on the line with Dawn Michelle. What would you like to ask her? Are you there?
Hi, yes, I am. Dawn, it's Cindy. How are you?
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Awesome. I think it's beautiful the way that you've explained the way that spirit comes through. Can you tell me if you've had children come through and your experiences with them?
A great question, Cindy. That's probably the hardest. Suicide is hard, but parents who lose children, is beyond anything that I can explain the pain and grief that they suffer. And it's a lifetime, because that loss is so deep. It's such a part of them. And I have, and the same, it's so interesting, because a lot of times when they come through exactly as they were. They don't come through with, "Hi, I'm so sorry you're sad." They come through with, like, "Hey, I saw that, you know, that you took my baseball jersey and everybody signed it." It's very, very funny how they're still just these wonderful, bright, happy children. A lot of times they're with their grandparents, or they're with other children, and they're still children. They don't go to the other side and grow up. And so it's so loving to be able to communicate with them and be able to deliver the message that not only are they okay, but they're still playing soccer or t-ball or any of the things, and that whatever they did suffer with, however they passed, whether it was through illness or accident or however, that they are not suffering in any way, shape, or form, that they're whole and living life in really just another dimension. I wish I could give more specific, but what the message that I got is, it's really not for us to understand what goes on perfectly on the other side. That's for us to find out in the next life, and the opportunity when we pass to learn all about it.
Thank you.
That help you out, Cindy?
Okay. It sure did.
Thank you very
much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. We're slowly running out of time here. One or two key questions here. Do you find that you can almost always make a connection with someone when you go into a session?
I would say 97% of the time I can make a connection. There are times where for whatever reason, it can be me, it can be the person. You know, I've asked, and the message I got is, if you don't get a message for somebody, that's what's supposed to happen. It may not be time for them to get a message. I used to get very upset when they didn't get a message. I feel terrible, you know. Oh, here they were. They really wanted to talk to that. And what I've been told is, sometimes it's not time for a message for people. Sometimes they're not ready. Sometimes the person on the other side isn't ready. It's just not always time. But most of the time, somebody will come through. And like I said, it's not always who you want, but people almost always come through when we're ready and open to receive and hear a message. Spirit comes through for us.
And can you actually have a conversation going back and forth between your client and the person on the other side?
They can ask questions, and the spirit will give me answers. Sometimes, like I said, it's harder to understand them because we're so distant, the spirit and I. So I have to really, really pay attention. But yes or no questions are really easy, and certainly they're capable of things that I never could have imagined, spirit.
Well, listen, this has been fascinating. Totally fascinating. Our guest has been Dawn Michelle. She's known as the Key West Medium. She works with you on the telephone, in person, and she has a fabulous website. So if you're interested in talking to her, let me give you this website, because this is your path to getting in touch with Dawn Michelle. Her name, or rather her website, is keywestmedium.com. Keywestmedium.com. You can easily find that. So refer to that, and you can get in touch with her. Dawn, it's been great having you here. You've really been very great at explaining this whole thing, and I thank you for taking the time to be with us. Okay?
Thanks so much, Doug.
You are so welcome indeed. Again, Dawn Michelle, the Key West Medium, she communicates with people who have gone to the other side, and you've heard how she does it. Kind of fascinating, isn't it? I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks so much for being with us, everybody. See you next time here on CUTV News Radio. Till then, have a great day, and bye for now.
You've been listening to CUTV News Radio. If you want to learn more about our programming, or perhaps be considered for a future show, visit us on the web at www.cutvnews.com. And if you enjoyed listening to today's show, subscribe to our podcast on iTunes or Stitcher, and be sure to write a review. Thanks for listening, and from all of us at CUTV News Radio, we hope you have a productive and inspired day.